In January, the AfD launched their campaign with an attack on EU federalism and a defense of national sovereignty. What might be ironic to some makes perfect sense, says Bernhard Zimniak, who was running for the party in Germany's most conservative state of Bavaria.
Wenn Sie nicht im System sind, können Sie keine Veränderung vornehmen.
If you're not in the system, you can't change the system. Just to criticize it from the outside doesn't bring any change. We want to reform Europe, but we don't want to destroy Europe.
Zimniak says his party is critical of the European Union as an institution.
Keine Volksabstimmung zum Beispiel in Deutschland stattgefunden hat, ob wir daran teilnehmen wollen.
There has never been an election in Germany asking if we want to take part in this, if we want to give up our sovereignty. We want to get the legislative powers back from Brussels into the national states. We want to end these incredible migration policies, which have caused us many problems. We also have a few other areas to work on, like economic policies.
This position is gaining traction, not only here in Germany, but also across other European countries. Nationalist EU skeptic parties now hold seats in 7 national governments of EU member states. Until now, their parties have been spread amongst 3 parliamentary groups, but Italy's Lega Party has spearheaded a move for them to band together in these elections. Bernhard Zimniak says this will allow them to better challenge the power of centrist parties in Europe's top legislative body.
There'll
be further talks with all national-directed forces in Europe so that we'll be strong on the right. The most important thing is that we return the power that Brussels has taken back to individual nations. Only then can you create politics for the citizens and from the citizens.
This change from within is why most nationalist groups have been campaigning hard in the run-up to these polls. Voter turnout in the European elections is usually low.
Against European integration.
Dr. Peter Matuszek is the head of FORSA, a political and social research institute based in Berlin.
The turnout will be probably as low as it was 5 years ago, with about 50% only participating. The problem for the electorate is, especially in Germany, that many people do not know very much about this. We have a high interest in European politics, in developments abroad, in other countries, but we have quite low interest in the European elections.
According to a recent survey, 45% of Germans do not know any of the 9 top European Parliament election candidates. But this voter apathy could be exactly what turns the tides for the nationalist groups. Clinching Member of European Parliament or MEP seats will depend less on how many vote for them, but more on how many vote for others, says Matuszek.
The advantage for the right-wing parties, as for any smaller party as well, is that there is no threshold in Germany in this election, unlike in the German election. So if you get any votes depending on the seats, you will make it into parliament.
So far, polls indicate that far-right and populist parties could end up with as much as a third of MEP seats this year. Dr. Matuszek says the AfD have finally given a voice to a segment of German society that had always felt underrepresented.
We always had a proportion of the electorate with right-wing radical views, but who usually did not show up in the elections. So now they have a party where they can put their vote, and now they have a representation in parliament they did not have before.
The makeup of the next European Parliament is expected to be much more mixed than in the past. Yet analysts warn that, while democratic, the rise of the right in this parliament will make it more difficult to form a majority and could lead to stalled progress for at least the next 5 years. Natalie Carney, DW, Berlin.